You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Dear Doctor, could you pop home for a quick chat? Love, Lena. But no, that would be too easy, so instead...
I sent you many messages.
Really? Well, they could have got lost in the post.
You ignored them. So the acting president authorised use of the vortex manipulator.
How is Lowry? I heard that since her regeneration...
You evaded the vortex manipulator. That should not be possible.
Well, I must have been clever. Not like you, I mean, really. Crashing a ship into a nest world would be a showed up, perhaps.
You are here, are you not?
I thought you were in danger.
I am. Down! They will circle round and try again. We must get to your TARDIS.
Right. You tricked me. But as I'm here, what's so urgent?
You have encountered the gods known as the Grace?
The Grace are pan-dimensional beings, not gods.
Their powers transcended physics. What would you call that?
Godlike. Godish. What have they been up to now?
The Grace are dead. Murdered by their creations.
Well, that would take phenomenal power. Hang on. Their creations? Not those nice tracer girls. I helped name them, you know. Amy and Zara.
Amy now calls herself Abby. She is not the girl you once knew.
She was fine when I left her with you lot on Gallifrey. Murder? Are you sure?
Abby and Zara have destroyed whole worlds. When the Grace challenged them, they turned on their creator. They absorbed the Grace's powers and that of other gods as well. Now they threaten all of time.
Well, I'm disappointed. But what do you think I can do about it?
Doctor! They must be destroyed!
No. Just no. Tell your acting president that I don't do assassinations. And neither should you.
I am a warrior of the Sebatine, not squeamish in matters of death.
Then why do you need my help to destroy them?
They are too powerful, even for the Time Lords to destroy. But you were a formative influence on them.
On Abby, maybe, to begin with.
They will listen to you. Doctor, persuade them to destroy themselves.
That would be quite a conversation.
It is them or the collapse of time and space. Matrix projections are clear.
I can talk to them. It would be nice to catch up, but I'm not promising anything.
When you see the damage they are doing, you will have no choice.
There's always a choice. Where and when do I find them?
I have the space-time coordinates.
I can fly my own TARDIS, thank you. She won't respond to just anyone. Fine. There's something odd about those coordinates.
Shush! I must concentrate! Causality is warping. This is what their powers do.
It's like a storm in time. A very violent storm. And you're flying us right into it. Oh, yes. This all looks utterly terrible.
We are in the eye of the storm. That must be why it all seems so...
tranquil? Gravity's quite light. We're somewhere small, a dwarf planet or large moon. So the atmosphere must be artificial, the season, too. Blossom on the trees, but enabled by a machine. It's a mechanical spring. Am I close?
I only knew the coordinates. And that it is a built-up community.
This is less a city, more an elaborate garden. Dwellings woven from the branches of living trees.
They leap up into these dwellings.
And low acceleration due to gravity. I said we're somewhere small, but yes, it looks quite fun. Look at the people's faces.
They're not aware that they are in danger.
Or things are fine. No Abby and Zara. We must be in the wrong place. Flying the TARDIS isn't as easy as I always make it look.
We are where we are meant to be, and something is wrong. Can you not smell the smoke?
Someone must be having a barbecue. Ask these cheery-looking youngsters.
Do you smell the smoke? It is not a natural smoke. They do not seem to understand. They are stupid.
Manners cost nothing, Leela. Good afternoon. I'm the doctor, and this is Leela.
Oh, get off! They are touching my hair.
They're curious. Don't resist them. We're happy to take questions.
How did you get to be extremely old?
You may hope to live so long.
I don't think they're meant to be rude.
There is no shame in my years. At least I have some wisdom. They are like children. You do not need to push me. I will walk. Oh, it is not easy. I might float away.
Sort of bounce along with as much dignity as you can muster. We're going willingly, anywhere you like, but out of interest, where is it you're so keen to take us?
We must make you welcome. There will be a feast.
Oh, that's very kind. Just go along.
They're still touching my hair. They do not prod and poke you.
They must think I lack your age and wisdom.
Even in the crowd, none of them are old.
None of them seem old. The conditions here, never knowing the danger.
Life without me.
Let's not pass judgment, not before we see this feast.
There are a lot of people now.
This is where they're friendly. It is a little intimidating.
Oh, there's no need to be frightened.
You're not frightened. But I should like to know what happens in this feast, so I am prepared.
It's in your honour. Anything you want.
We don't ask for much. It's becoming quite a squeeze.
You are sure no harm will come to us at this feast?
Oh, of course not. You feast, and then you die.
Your children are excellent dancers, and now you're going to show them how it's done. Oh, good.
Why are we sitting here? We must fight them. Escape from this treehouse and get back to the TARDIS.
There are too many of them. Smile. All this is for you.
But why wish me dead? I'm not sick or a burden.
That still wouldn't make it right.
I do not condone it, but why do they not want to kill you as well? It is this incarnation they lack the intelligence to see you as you are.
Try not to take it personally. We applaud their dancing, we eat their food, and we watch for our chance.
The people arrive every moment.
You should feel flattered.
The longer we leave it, the less able we are to escape.
Word has got around that you're something special, so everyone's coming to look. But that could be just what we need.
Ah, because if everyone comes to look...
There. At the door. Zara.
You see? Murderers!
She could be under their influence. I can't see. Wait, there.
Is that...
Oh, no. Him.
Excuse us, coming through. Hello, Doctor.
Amy. Zara. This is a lovely coincidence.
It is so good to see you. But I'm Abby now. You're Leela, aren't you? I know her from the capital.
She's not a Time Lord.
A warrior. From the crew of an Earth spaceship that sort of devolved. I mean, no offence.
It is what happened.
Not your usual sort, Doctor.
He is my assistant.
Whatever you like. They have told you you're about to get killed.
Oh, yes. They've been very forthcoming. Local custom. We get this super party in our honour, and then you have to die.
It's not symbolic. They really are going to kill you.
I'm not afraid to die.
But I noticed you said they. So you're not part of this.
Take my hand. Leela, you too.
What are you going to do?
We are not to interfere in local customs.
And I don't want anyone hurt.
Hey, what do you take us for? Come on, we just hold hands.
There.
didn't do anything.
The people no longer stare at me.
You made us invisible.
Just not worthy of note. But we'd better clear out before they start asking themselves what they're doing here. That can break the aura. Then they'll want to kill you again.
I am improving at the low gravity. It is more skip than bounce.
Yes, that's it. Come on, Doctor. You have to keep close for the aura to work.
I used to know how to do this, but you're both very adept. And your powers have developed since I last saw you. How long has it been? For you?
We've lived whole lifetimes. Oh, there's so much to tell you.
Oh, I'd like to hear it. What else can you do?
Well, as long as we're together, teleporting, influencing people, some other stuff. How we made it snow one Christmas on Earth.
You must need to be careful with powers like that.
Yeah, people are weird about snow in Australia. Well, here we are. Sorry it's been so quick, but stick around and they'll kill you.
The TARDIS!
This is where you park.
You let her fly your TARDIS?
I am better at it than him. But how did you know it was here?
Oh, yeah. We just sort of did.
You didn't see us arrive. But you could have come this way on your way to the treehouse.
We didn't. So how did we know it was here?
You looked into our minds.
I don't think so. And if we did, we didn't mean to. Sorry.
I don't think you've changed all that much. You still don't realise how powerful you are. And that's a little concerning.
We saved both your lives, didn't we?
Only mine. They did not want to kill the Doctor.
Why not? What's wrong with him?
In this body, he looks young.
Do you, maybe?
Why do they want to kill anyone?
We've been trying to stop them. Abby? We're not doing anything wrong. We're trying to make things right.
Doctor, they are following your example. Interfering.
We're better at it than him.
I don't have your powers. I assume that's how you're doing it.
We'd love to explain everything.
Would we? We don't have to answer to him.
But Zara's right. You should go. It's not safe for you here. Don't make us make you.
Would you really do that?
There is no need for this. I am safe while you protect me, and the people do not see the Doctor is old. It is rare he gets a chance to catch up with his friends.
It would be nice to hear what you've been up to. You might even give me some pointers.
Zara?
Oh, why ask when you've already decided?
Great! Oh, there is so much to tell you.
Maybe not here. People are starting to notice.
It was the same in the treehouse, the staring.
Is there somewhere quiet we can talk?
Yes and no.
Abby and Zara!
Hey, Nan! Why are you so dolled up? You're going to ask out Tina? Oh, hi, Tina. Didn't see you there.
We helped get Tina's parents together too.
Then you've been here a long time.
You've got to put in the hours if you're going to do the job right.
Why bring us to a party?
They've no sense of personal space. If we try and get away from the crowd, we only look suspicious.
But here, the noise means we won't be overheard.
Not if you don't shout.
Oh, sorry. So, they're killing the old people.
Well, it's when you get to 40.
That is no age at all.
It's based on a paper by this famous economist. A few places have tried to put the theory into practice, but this is the most successful. A long-term, sustained process of termination means minimal social care and abundance of resource. They live very good lives here.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
We can't just stop it.
Why not?
The first law of time.
And it doesn't work. You stop it here, but people still know the theory worked, at least for a while, so they try it somewhere else with modifications that make it worse. So, you make everyone forget this place even existed, and people still try the theory somewhere. So, you stop the famous economist ever writing down his theory, and someone else has the same idea.
So, having tried all that, you change history again so you can start from scratch.
Well, if at first you don't succeed.
If we're going to stop it happening, here and anywhere else, we need to persuade people. Slowly, over time, that it is wrong. It's the only way to make the intervention hold.
And when it doesn't work, you go back and change history until you get the outcome you want.
It usually works first time. We do know what we're doing.
You hypnotise the people, as you did so they would not see my age.
That only works for a short while. We got them having parties.
This is someone's 40th birthday.
Mm-hmm. That's her, over there, with the amazing hat.
She wants people to think she is happy.
They often do. It never quite works.
And people pick up on that. They feel guilty.
The party celebrates the person's life, so it underlines what they're losing. Enough parties like this, and people will dare to say what they feel. That maybe this isn't right, that maybe things could be different.
Without feeling they've been manipulated into thinking that way.
They have to be the ones to change things. We can only steer them.
Very ingenious. What do you think, Leela? Leela?
On the balcony. No, don't look directly.
Oh, that's Brody. Is he staring? Oh, he's got a thing for Zara.
I always get the strange ones.
Shush. This is serious. Leela, what is it?
My blood runs cold. I am frightened. What is the creature behind him?
Is Brody with someone?
I can't see anything.
Leela senses a second to none. What can you see?
Smoke. Dark smoke. In the shape of a person.
I can't see anything. No, wait.
No, you know it's there. You have a sense of it. Like being aware of a blind spot.
As if we're under an aura. I still can't quite see.
What's it doing, Leela? Describe it.
It reaches out its hand. There are sparks within its smoky fingers, like lightning in a storm. It draws energy from Brody.
He doesn't even know it's happening.
But we do!
Doctor, come back! We have to stay together!
Excuse me! Doctor coming through! That means get out of the way.
Hey, man. What's the catastrophe?
You tell me, mister.
Brody? 9-alpha-6-4-1-2.
I don't need your number. Tell me how you're feeling.
I'm fine. Enjoying the party. I'm well within the limit for juice.
But you're a model citizen, Mr. Brody.
He's older. The lines in his skin.
Leela, you have to stay close to us.
Abby. Zara. Hey.
Hey, Brody. It's okay. The doctor's a friend.
Right. But not like a boyfriend.
I'll just answer the questions.
So, I was fine. Then I was here watching the party, drinking this juice. And I started feeling tired. Is it something in the juice? I might be just over the limit.
No, I'm sure that's fine.
Hey! Don't drink the juice! It's like bad or something.
You'll start a panic!
Oh, great work, Doctor. Abby, take my hand.
There's no need for any concern. Brody? A girl over there might want to dance.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I mean, I'm not desperate, but if she needs someone...
Thank you.
Brody means well enough.
He did not know the creature fed from him, but it aged him.
About 2 years, physically.
What did? What was that thing?
You didn't know about this?
No.
How could we? We couldn't even see it.
But it could be why things have been difficult.
It's taken more time than expected to change people's minds.
Perhaps you're not as skilled as you believe.
Hey, we're helping these people. And whatever that thing is, we stop it, right?
Leela, can you see the creature? I mean... Is it still here?
It dispersed into the air as you reached Brody.
We need to find it.
Abby, Zara, darlings.
This is Zeeb. It's her party.
She is the one who is going to...
Zeeb, babe! We brought some friends. Leela and the doctor.
Crashing my little soiree. How delightfully naughty. But I can't have 4 wallflowers huddled up on the balcony. Come, Doctor.
Normally,
life's
I'd love
too short to waste on people you already know. I'll introduce you to some divine creatures.
Ahem, the Doctor.
Ooh, I like you. You can come talk to me.
Leela! Sorry, are you hiding?
That woman will not leave me alone. Why?
Well, you're quite nice.
She knows there's something about you. Some people resist our powers naturally.
We persuaded her, eventually, to devote her attentions elsewhere.
Brody has been looking for someone to love him.
What did you discover?
They play a game here like volleyball on the run, but where they encourage cheating. It's not cricket.
You might have pursued the smoke creature.
I didn't have to. They're all around us.
What? How many?
Leela, you're meant to be good at this.
2, 5 of them. No, 6.
Where? Oh, I can sort of see one.
They feed and then... They are gone.
What have you two been doing here? I need to know precisely.
Hey, these guys are nothing to do with us.
We weave ourselves into people's lives. We watch, listen to their worries, and if they won't tell us, we peek into their heads.
You pry on secret thoughts.
So we can help. You know how many people they kill each year?
What's the population?
92,635,482, not including us.
Divide by 40 to give us a rough estimate of those facing termination each year. That's
2,315,887, or 6,345 people each day.
Just because they turn 40.
Then they redistribute their assets and everyone benefits. They've convinced themselves that letting people live would be worse.
They might be right. Economically, I mean.
Doctor!
I don't like it any more than you do.
That's why we got into their heads. Affect some emotions, guide some opinions, and we'll make them want to stop this.
Small, indiscernible changes that add up over time.
Oh, I suppose that's wrong.
Yes.
And you're saying all this is our fault? That what we've been doing created evil smoke creatures?
I didn't say that. And we don't know they're evil.
They feed off people's energy without even being aware. They must originate from somewhere.
We don't know it's down to Abby and Zara.
You are defending them. We both swore to uphold the laws of time.
I expressly said I didn't want to be president for all anyone listened. Leela, you don't really condone these people's deaths.
Of course I do not like it. But they have the right to choose how they live and die. What? I am a warrior of the Sevatine. We killed those who were a burden for the greater benefit of the tribe.
What? Really?
I thought I'd convinced you a long time ago that there's another way. We help those in need. Are you listening to me?
There is a chill in the air. People are afraid.
Official tributary business. If we can have your attention. My fellow tributaries and I are here to escort Mrs. Zerbert Condoleezza, Wings Campion, to her allotted due designation as current under Article 6. The aforementioned Mrs. Wings Campion should now step forward.
Darlings, I'm here. I just didn't recognise the surname. I've had colds last longer than that particular marriage.
You are Mrs. Zerbert Condoleezza Wings Campion.
Do call me Zeeb.
You were born 40 years ago in 19 minutes.
You are a little early. Perhaps you and your associates would enjoy a drink.
Mrs. Wings Campion, you are due for termination and will accompany myself and my colleagues forthwith. You must comply with this and all instructions issued by myself or my colleagues, or we are authorised to use lethal force.
Your loss on the fruit punch. Good night, everyone.
They can't just lead her away to her death.
She did it with such style. Some people fight or try to run.
I would fight.
The party, these people, they're her friends. They could stop it.
You heard the tributary. They can use lethal force.
You and Zara, you were friends with Zeeb.
Not just her,
but we have to see it in perspective. Look, the people here are doing their best to continue with the party, but they all feel the loss.
It's wrong. Completely wrong. That's an innocent, healthy woman being led to her death. You know her. We all talk to her.
We can't get involved. Not directly.
Maybe you can't. But I can.
Doctor, wait!
Excuse me, tributaries.
Sorry, citizen. This is not a moment for questions or comments.
But you mustn't kill this woman.
This poor love has had too much to drink and doesn't know what he's saying. Let someone take him away, for his own good.
I'm not going to let them kill you.
I see. You're objecting to due process.
Of course not, but there are crucial mitigating factors in this particular case. You're about to commit a grievous clerical error.
The tributaries do not make clerical errors.
Exactly. But look at this woman. Does she really look 40?
Oh, you... lovely man.
Does she?
Well, one hardly likes the judge.
But you've made a judgment in your official capacity. What's the due process if you happen to be wrong?
We've a graded system from verbal warning to termination.
This would be very high on the scale. Zeeb is a person of influence.
I'm afraid I am.
Look at this party. All the people watching. You sure you're right?
I suppose it wouldn't hurt to double-check the record.
Good. I'll stay here with Zeeb. Make sure she doesn't escape.
Oh, very idea.
It won't take a moment. Mrs. Wings Campion, hold out your arm.
What? But I thought...
I'll run a full spectrum to be safe.
You'll uncover all my secrets.
Now, wait a minute.
40 years, exactly. Well then, take her away.
No, sorry, I can't let you do that.
Colleagues! Help!
It's awfully flattering, but I don't want anyone hurt on my behalf.
What is he doing? Fighting? Not very well. I could teach these men how to fight.
We have to do something.
Abby, wait. We can't help him.
We can if we all go together. They're going to kill him. Then the Time Lords will investigate this place. They'll investigate us.
Oh, all right. Let's go. Leela, are you joining us?
Leela? What is it?
Forming out of the air. Bye, Leela.
This is in a chimichurri. It's a capital offence.
Your colleagues won't shoot until they're sure they won't hit you. Zeeb, please.
What do you expect me to do?
Admit it. You don't want to die.
I've been brought up better than that.
You're trying to be brave, but it's there in your eyes.
No. Honestly.
And what about everyone else? Do you think you're better off if this poor woman is dead?
Hardly poor.
I don't want them killing, Zeeb.
Well said, Mr. Brody.
I hardly know that man.
He's committed an offence even saying it.
I know. How about anyone else? Do you want Zeeb dead? So, what are you going to do about it?
Now hold on an appropriate period. We are designated tributaries with a mandate under the law.
And nothing.
You're not close enough.
I'm staring right at it and I can't see.
Leela, fight it.
She is. I can feel it. We can help her, Abby.
I killed my father. He died because of me. And my mother. I hardly remember her. But like her, I will not go easily. I am Leela, and I will not be consumed. What was that?
Not us, that was all her.
I do not like anyone in my head.
You tore it apart. I mean, it's gone.
It's made of smoke. It will gather itself up somewhere else.
It was in my head.
Oh, that might have been us. We made a connection. Sorry.
And I was in its head.
What did you see?
I felt hunger. Fury. They are attracted by the chaos here.
Oh, then the doctor's laid on a feast.
More are coming. Many more.
We'll have to tell him to Oh, no. They're here.
The doctor is the cause of the riot. The creatures come to feast.
That's it. Just take the tributary's guns. No need for violence. We can... sort this out amicably.
Doctor? Doctor!
I'm all right. He must have hit me with something. Or some of this... draining my energy. Ah, yes, there you are. Getting a good feed, are you?
Who are you talking to?
Concentrating, you'll see them. Beings made of smoke. Who are you? What do you want?
Your leader is down! We will terminate anyone who does not cease this commotion immediately!
I did say it wouldn't achieve anything.
Man, will it go on my permanent record?
Oh. All right, I surrender.
You! Get up off the floor!
Well, since you put it so nicely, tell me, have the smoke creatures something to do with you?
Smoke creatures?
I don't know what else to call them. You can't see them standing right behind me.
There's nothing there.
No. They've gone. Well, I assume that now I accompany you and your fine colleagues and Mrs. Wings Campion.
There's no need for that.
You're going to terminate me here in front of all these people.
There's due process. First, I enter your offence in the record.
Oh. Oh, dear. Does your clever device not tell you my name? You probably shouldn't kill me until you know who I am.
It says, Doctor. that you're nearly 900 years old.
That is a clever device.
Wait, we can explain.
Annie, you're meant to be with other people.
What? I thought they were just behind me.
Too late, lost in the crowd.
Colleagues, really? Terminate anyone else who steps forward.
I just wanted to explain. The thing about this man, who I hardly even know, is he's
you,
from an...
Abby, are thousands of years his senior.
Are you really?
Oh, I lose count. That can't be right, can it?
We'll get to the bottom of this. You will accompany us, Doctor.
Right. Get back to the others. Keep Leela safe.
Both of you, on pain of immediate termination. Quick march!
Darling girl, what have you gone and done?
Let me through or I will scalp you. Move!
Leela, no. We have to get you away from here. Without Abby, I don't have my powers.
We must catch up with them. Then you are together and you...
We won't get that far after what just happened. They'll shoot anyone. And there are too many people in the way. People who are about to notice you. Come on. Keep your head down. Try not to bump into anyone. I'll do my best to keep up the aura.
I thought you cannot do that on your own.
It can't hurt to try. We need to get away.
You said trying to get away from people made us more suspicious.
Yes, but I don't have any other ideas about how to keep you alive or how to save Abby and that idiot man.
Wait! He is not an idiot.
Oh, yeah? What, he just did some kind of genius?
He gave himself up. Now they take him to the centre of things.
The Termination Centre.
Where he will expose and then destroy the evil here.
Are you sure?
It always works.
Well, in the short term, maybe. Anyway, you heard what the tributary said. The smoke creatures aren't part of the regime here. They only turned up because of the riot, which the Doctor started. As soon as that was over, they dispersed. So going off for termination isn't going to solve what they're all about.
We deal with one thing at a time.
We can't pursue them without getting shot. Unless you're planning to get yourself arrested. Oh, no.
Attention, people of this world. Look at me. I am not ashamed of my years.
Is it far to this termination centre?
In a rush, are you, darling?
It's down there.
Right, somewhere in the forest.
It is the forest. Death is a natural part of life.
There's a building. People don't know that till they get there.
Not much in the way of security.
Why would there be?
You will adhere to the allotted route through the trees. We cannot be held responsible for injuries sustained if you are not on the allotted route.
Does he mean stay on the path?
I stopped listening a while back.
Oh, feels weird.
We're out of the sunshine, but... Yes. There's a morbid feeling. Is that something in the air?
The trees are scented. It's rather beautiful, isn't it?
Doctor?
Some kind of sedative. The tributaries are still with us, so it can't do any harm. Just reduces anxiety.
What is that?
I told you. A building.
It's so unnatural. Buildings should be alive.
Prefabricated units. Old Earth colony stock.
It's older than the gardens, from when this place was established.
An industrial unit. I think that sequence of icons means it's for refining ore.
It hardly inspires ore.
A due process, the Jibberjee said. But maybe not the bureaucracy. An industrial process.
We thought they just killed people. But they're harvesting them.
Redistribution of assets, including your constituent chemicals. Your deaths serve the economy. In you go.
Tributaries? Will this take much longer?
My friend is obviously eager to correct this embarrassing oversight as soon as possible.
But you can't both be this old.
Oh, you better get us to the Termination Centre right away.
It's got to be a glitch in the sensory cortex.
Or it's in the main database.
It is not a mistake in your systems. We really are that old.
I know that's hard to believe.
I'll get on to validation, get them running a check.
As long as they know, they can't bill it against our department.
They are like children.
We are old. You must take us to the place of death.
Your colleague did escort two friends of ours who were just as old.
Oh, he's always meant to pass on a problem rather than sort it himself.
Oh, I could see that. But then he was probably worried about incurring a penalty. I mean, us being so old, you wouldn't want to delay our deaths any longer than necessary.
That would not be due process.
Mm.
We could take these two down to the centre anyway while we wait on validation.
Yes, sir.
Follow me, you two.
We're not expected to queue.
Not my department.
You're leaving us here.
The time is now 30 minutes to 8, Zulu time. Mrs. Wings Campion, you have arrived at your death on schedule. But we're always keen to improve our service and would be grateful if you could fill in this satisfaction survey while you wait in line.
Don't the other two get surveys?
Very well. If you could post them in the box by the first assessment desk.
You don't really expect us to say you've done a good job.
We have done a good job.
And of course we'll say so. Thank you, tributaries. You've been very professional.
It has been our honour to provide your final escort.
They just left us here, unguarded.
It's not their responsibility once they've got us here. The staff over there, well, they expect everyone to just follow due process.
I suppose we join the queue. Not quite what I was expecting.
Zeeb, we can escape.
What? No! Really, you two, have a little respect.
Shh! Please! No one is watching. We just slip out that door. If you don't come with us, they'll kill you.
I want to meet my end with a smidge of decorum. If you had any sense of dignity, you'd try and do the same.
We will drag you out if we have to.
Guards! Guards! These two people are obstructing due process.
Stand still with your arms raised above your heads.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
Abby, we have to go now.
These trees are full of sadness.
Oh, you can talk to trees, can you?
We may heed what they tell us. Look at them.
They seem all right to me.
They prosper. Look, it is spring in the rest of the garden. Here, it is like late summer. They kill us in the forest so the trees may feed.
Yes, you're right. But we're heading to a building, a processing plant. The dead are broken down into elements and chemicals, and then those are shared as needed. Something is clearly wrong.
Keep moving, please. We don't want any further delay.
You've got a problem here.
Well, that's why we want to keep moving.
No, there's a problem with your process. It must be leaking. That's why the trees are doing so well.
The process is constantly checked by staff at the centre.
Then there is a problem with the staff.
Yeah, something's not right. I can feel it. Can we hurry up? We don't want to miss Abby and the doctor.
Okay, they've gone. I think that was more tributaries.
It must be someone else's birthday. Oh, you want to rescue whoever it was.
Yes, but they'd only be like Zeeb.
We could have forced her to escape.
The guards would have caught up with us. And in a way, she's right. It should be her choice. She's been conditioned to want this.
She wants to be free, in principle.
You looked into her mind.
Some people here are entirely part of the system, but most of them have doubts.
She still went meekly to her death. Fixing this won't be easy. I can see what you and Zara mean.
Then you approve.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. I'd like to know more about it. The choices you've had to make. But let's get you back to the party and your sister.
Oh, I hope her and Leela are all right.
Oh, Leela can look after herself.
Oh, I do not feel well.
A little more convincing, please. And louder, so that lot with clipboards here.
Hear me, oh young ones. I am old. I must die.
Hey, this lady needs to go straight to the front.
Now then, you know we won't allow cutting in.
Oh, this woman is ancient.
I am old and should die.
We can't make exceptions. But you do seem to be over 40. Oh, I'll file an official complaint with the tributaries. They should have delivered you years back.
Oh, it wasn't the tributaries. She was in the queue here. Felt a bit funny, and one of your colleagues told her to go and sit down. She's been there ever since.
That shouldn't be possible. Which of my colleagues? Old woman. Who told you to go and sit down?
You did. It was you.
Impossible.
I remember your kind face. You told me you would be just a moment. Then you left me alone.
I didn't. Really?
She's a bit confused. But you don't want this aggravation. Let her skip the queue and I'll make sure she's processed. Then the problem disappears.
It's quite against the rules. But let me see what I can do.
Zeep's party is still going strong.
That's the idea. Keep having a good time and try not to think about what's happening to the host.
They can't quite manage it, can they?
It makes them less appetizing. You see? No smoke creatures.
These people could do something. They stood up to the tributaries before.
You can have an overnight revolution, but a month later the old systems are still in place. It's just someone else is in charge. Maybe someone worse.
But people, these people's friends are dying. They should want to help save Zeeb.
We can't save everyone.
Maybe not. But how do you choose?
I could ask you the same thing.
I sort of muddle through, do the best I can.
But you also sense the threads of the future. You glimpse something about the difference you're making.
An inkling, sometimes, of where things are going, what an incident will lead to, how a life plays out.
And we have something like that. It's how we knew where your TARDIS was. We could feel its bulk warping space-time. Not when you landed here, we didn't feel that. But when we had to get you back to your ship, we just knew where it would be.
That sensitivity doesn't mean you can change history as you like.
You of all people want to lecture me.
No. And I see you try to make things better, but this sense you have of the changes you make...
You said you have it too.
I have something, sometimes. And I can be wrong.
So can we. So we take things slowly. We change things bit by bit. Leela thinks we're dangerous, that we should be destroyed.
You looked into her head.
We can't always help it. And it's so clear in her mind.
The Time Lords are concerned about the broader impact you're having on the universe and where it might lead.
I see. And how exactly are they going to stop us?
Abby, please.
Oh, we could fight them. Or go back in history and make them more amenable, but that is not how Zara and I work. We'll convince you and Leela that what we're doing here is right. Then you can report back to your masters.
And if they still don't like it?
Then we'll have to see. But first we find Zara and Leela.
And Zeeb.
I'm sorry, look, if no one here is willing to help her...
Abby! Hey, Abby! Hi!
Brody, Zara isn't here.
Cool. I mean, like, no, it's you I wanted. Hang on. I know this guy.
The doctor is a friend, but that does not mean I'm available.
What? Hey, no. I saw what you both did, standing up to the tributaries. And there's this collective, you know, sort of hush-hush and illegal. We want to help Zeeb.
You will proceed into the next room.
Oh, you've been very understanding.
I am glad to die.
I told you it would work. We're through.
There is another queue.
Oh, good. Smile at the guard. He's looking suspicious.
Oh, but look, there's Zeeb. Hey, Zeeb!
Zara! And your plain-speaking friend.
Hey! Oh, we found you.
The guard is coming over.
I hope you're not cutting in.
Us? Well, we're just talking to our friend. One last time, you know.
I'm watching you.
Very diligent. Where are Abby and the doctor? Have they gone ahead?
They escaped. Did they not find you?
What? Typical.
They did not take you with them?
I wouldn't go.
But now you wish you had?
I've had time to think in the queue. Well, when I wasn't filling out surveys.
Surveys of what?
Oh, making sure we are who we say we are, that we're happy with the service.
Oh, dodging liability. They need you to say you want them to kill you.
They are cowards. We will help you escape. And anyone else!
Leela, the guard! But some of them want to.
Darling, it's a lovely idea, but how can you get us out? The shutters are closed. Even if you could open them, there are armed guards in the next room.
Leela, what do you think?
If we cannot go back, we go on.
Just a slight snag. The next room is the one where... it happens.
Okay. You have seen people go through this next door?
There's a light, and then the guard ushers in the next one.
Is it done one at a time?
They make it a personal moment.
Or they can only process people one at a time.
That is the theory. But if we all go in at once, it may not be able to kill us.
And the guard?
Leave him to me.
What are you going to do? Oh, at least be careful.
Hey, I said no cutting in.
I am not cutting in. I am escaping. We are all escaping.
Look here, I'll shoot you.
You will not shoot us all.
Now, wait.
A warrior would fire, not give up his gun. Now, open this door.
Come on! Come on!
It will be all right.
You can see Zara and Leela's future.
I was being reassuring.
Walking into that place, what was she thinking?
We're about to do the same thing. Look, we get in. We let Brody and his people do whatever they're going to do. We find Zara and Leela.
Right, but someone is going to get hurt.
When we get you to Zara, you can stop the fighting. Can't you?
Yes. I can't believe it's happening. Brody leading a rebellion, wielding a butter knife.
He did need some prompting and direction and some juice.
That's what I mean. You did this. You made them want to change things in an afternoon. Me and Zara have been here for years.
Sorry.
But you're right. We don't need to wait. We can change things now.
Wait! That isn't quite what I said. Abby!
You will not kill us! You will let us go! And if you stand in our way...
No one here. Just a machine. Oh, no other door.
This is what we've all been sent to.
Yeah, a bit functional, isn't it?
There must be someone here. To operate the machine.
Perhaps it's on a timer.
Zeeb, don't get any closer.
Zeeb! No, don't go and look! Everyone, back outside! Don't go anywhere near the machine!
The heat turned to dust.
Well, yeah, it's a death ray. Oh, we have to go.
It did not absorb her constituent chemicals.
Right. Then what?
There is a creature.
A load of them.
They are feeding on the dust. They kill and eat these people.
I don't want to worry you, but the door has closed and I can't see how to open it. Leela,
who are you? I am Lady Leela of Gallifrey. Here on the authority of the Time Lords, you will speak to me.
Yeah, that's very helpful. But you're feeding off these people.
You bring them here, you turn them to dust, and you feed. So why feed off people at Zeeb's party, too?
You sample them when there's stress or anxiety. What, it affects the flavour?
Should be preserved in contentment.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's so happy. These people think they're dying to help the next generation. But you don't put anything back. Whatever you don't eat feeds the trees around this building.
Oh, through the vent. Up there.
We must feed. We will feed on you.
You see, I was in the queue, but I was getting tired, what with being so old. And one of your colleagues, maybe it was you...
I told you to go and sit down, did I?
Yes, exactly. So if you'd let us skip ahead...
No one skips ahead. You go get in line.
Doctor.
I thought we could avoid unpleasantness. Brody!
Now see you.
Guys, it's a revolution! We're bringing this happening down! I've even got a knife!
That's a button. This isn't how we do things.
Don't hurt anyone. We don't want to hurt anyone.
We just need to get through that door. Brody!
I don't really know about doors. But hey, isn't it like opening anyway? Did we do that?
You're doing it wrong. You're not supposed to come back.
Something must have happened. I can't see Zara or Leela.
Let us through.
Please, let us through!
The door is not responding. There must be a code.
Let me try. I didn't even press anything.
But I did.
Abby! Doctor!
Hello, Zara. It's like a sauna in here. Ah, you have company.
They are the smoke. The world is a farm to feed them.
They killed Zeeb. What? We were going to save her.
We shall destroy you all.
You really don't know who you're dealing with.
Doctor, you cannot fight them.
I wasn't going to, but Abby and Zara, their powers.
They must not use their powers. That is exactly why we came here.
Oh, it was all right when we used them to hide you.
We can argue ethics later. Right now, we stop these creatures before anyone else is hurt.
Brody, get back.
What's so bad about an empty room?
Oh, he can't see them.
Do not go near the machine.
I've got a knife. I can smash it!
You killed him.
And it is less wasteful with the machine. But we do not need it.
We'll go back and change things. So Brody and Zeeb don't die. Then we'll stop these creatures. They'll never have existed.
You must not use your powers.
The door!
I told Brody to hold it open!
We might have a small problem.
Anxiety will not make good favor, but we will flee.
Abby? Zara?
Right.
Wait, no!
Okay, what did you just do?
I grabbed your arm so you would not use your powers.
While we were using them to teleport us all away?
Where is the doctor? And Zara?
They teleported.
I had to intervene.
Leela? Where or when they are. It could be anywhere. Well, we are trapped in here with this lot.
We will flee.